What about the combination of one of these two TKIs with bevacizumab, and what about combining the two TKIs?
Certainly with bevacizumab, either TKI is being studied, and they're being studied very intensively because they have different targets. One is a receptor, the other is a ligand, and the thought is, well, perhaps if we combine them, we'll have an additive or synergistic effect. And that may well be. So sorafenib is combinable with bevacizumab, but the problem has been that sometimes side effects are a little bit unsuspected, and you may have to decrease the dose of one of the agents in order to add them together. That has been true with sorafenib and bevacizumab. Sunitinib and bevacizumab studies are just starting. There are two of them in progress right now, both looking at the combination. I presented a paper on bevacizumab today and discussed the effects of single-agent bevacizumab, which I think are indeed there. I think you can demonstrate them, but we don't have data in a well-designed phase 3 trial with a lot of patients in it to verify that. So that the thought is perhaps combining bevacizumab, which is a fairly powerful and well-tolerated angiogenesis inhibitor, with a drug like sunitinib would be the way to go. No data on it yet being done. I think there'll be interactions that will perhaps require us to lower the dose of one or the other, unfortunately. We'd like to give both at full dose, but we don't know that. And if we can't give them at full dose, it may be a less than optimal situation. But they're going to be tried. They should be, obviously.
What about the combination of sunitinib and sorafenib?
Some of their side effects are similar. Some of them are different. It would be difficult to combine both, I believe.
From a toxicity point of view?
From a toxicity perspective. I mean, I think you'd end up with half doses of each one, perhaps, although I clearly think it should be tried. There's another drug that should be in this mix that wasn't talked about at this meeting, and that is a drug called AG13736. It's an excellent drug, and it has the same effects as sunitinib in the treatment of renal cancer. It's only a small number of patients who've been treated with it, probably about 60, but the response rates, the drug tolerance, the effects are terrific. And the easiest way to combine drugs is if you do it in the same company. To combine drugs from a different company becomes problematic. Now, I'm not suggesting that the guys in practice give both of these drugs, because I think I wouldn't know how to tell them to do it, what dose to use, what schedule to use. But I think if you're pharma and you have two drugs which both appear to have some very outstanding results, the tendency to combine both of them or to look at them in some way is there. You might do it in sequence. You might, you know, there are all kinds of ways to approach this question. So I think the answer is yes. We've done that with chemotherapy in the past, right? We take one drug and add one, two, or three drugs to it. Here, we think we'd like to understand the biology a bit more before doing that, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think the use of the drugs will precede our understanding of them, and the tendency to combine them, to give them together, is going to be very attractive for people.